If you ask, it got to be honesty and sincerity. As I said, okay, I scared the hell out of myself. That is honesty. I feel so much darkness and hatred in me. Don't cover it up. Don't try to be spiritual. The person, okay, this circumstance, okay, make me so ill and sick. I know it's nothing to do with this, but I cannot handle it. So that is sincerity, honesty. So it's an intelligent emote. It's not. Most people pray, get rid of the person, get rid of these circumstances, give me more money, okay, you know, give me more health, and then, you know, grow more hair on my head so I won't feel so awkward and shameful and small within myself. Do you understand? Give me more money so I can fix, okay, my hair. But Jason Chan's prayer is including everything. Including everything. If you're inspired to have hair implant, you say thank you. The money will be there. Okay? So it's asking with sincerity. That means praying. And then you notice your pain and then you surrender your pain. Surrender your lack. It's a highly intelligent act. It's a release yourself from suffering. And then asking with faith and trust. That is the to start with, is your mind starting to believe. Whatever power you give into it, the words, your mantra, your focus, your angels, your archangels, your Jesus, your green tarot. Entirely up to individual. And then you find, okay, nature help you to release your pain. Use it. If you music, help you, candle light, everything. Environment help you. Basically, you can see that it's a clear your mind. And also emotional stubbornness. Enable you release some of the dark energy which is get stuck in your system. Whatever way you do it. My faith and trust is based on my, compared with the little mind doubt. The mind have doubt. And frightening mind. You have one, I have one too. You do not have patent on it. What happened then? The faith is based on accumulation of not blind faith. You know, even I have blind faith before, I notice my mind is still have doubt and fear. So it's a direct experience, the power of it. Some of you experience the present, energy, light, and whatever that gives you power. The more you got that, the more you feel empowered. And the fear gradually subsides proportionally. That means the more fear you got, sometimes darkness associated with your fear, aversion, very painful, you cannot get out. The more light you need, proportionally right. But then, while you're in the darkness or challenge situation, you haven't got a lot of the light, you experience it again, 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 you know it's still there. That is faith and trust coming. You still experience it. When you experience the light, you're not so fearful. Kind of, you can handle it. But then, if you cannot handle it, okay, just overwhelming with doubt, fear, shaken, okay, you need Sangha, spiritual friends, circle. You need angel. You need everybody. You need, I will ask you, everyone. Green tarot lot enough, ask the white one. Everyone will do. Got it? You need more light. And when you release, and then with trust, and then some of you got energy, even better, then you can learn visualization. Visualization is steady. Steady the mind. It's a focus. Awareness focus. So that means if you want somebody to become healthy, your father, mother, they will ask you, just like I said, okay, I want to be sick. Who are you to take this away from me? But then you're still holding the perfect health in their vision, in your vision. You don't need permission from them. Make sense? Whether they become healthy or not is not your choice. But then your choice is, I hold the perfection in you. You can have this choice. But you do not, okay, cannot take away my sickness if I want to. Unless I ask you to help me because I haven't got energy to hold the perfect vision of myself. I'm not perfect. I'm shameful. I'm sinful. Now I want to be loving. I want to be bright. I want you, okay, please help me. So you hold the perfect, perfect manifestation of me. So, and that is joint force. Make sense now? But you don't need the other people's permission to hold the perfection of them. Am I right? You don't have to tell them even. They do not know that. They just know you are not sorrowful You are not sad. You are not fearful because I'm sick. You are not being influenced by it. They notice that. They notice you are not feel guilt because of my sickness. I may still shout at you, but then I notice you don't feel guilty. It shocked me a little bit. I don't like you, but I can see the truth because your truth reflecting mine. That itself is a blessing. I may don't like you, by the way, because my sickness, okay, I want you to be guilty. I want you to get sick. I want you getting old because I'm secret. I want to punish you. Got it? But then your presence show me you are not affected by it. I'm puzzling, and I don't like you so much. Got it? Interesting, isn't it? But then nobody can actually stop you to hold love, hold the love and perfection, okay, of your loved ones. If you said, I want to change you, you have to ask their permission, though. I want you to be generous. I want you to love me. You know, classic, isn't it? I want you to love me. What it means? You actually put pressure on me immediately. I want you to love me. I did not love you enough. No, you bloody not. That's the reason I want you to love me more. How am I going to love you more? Classic, isn't it? You can't. They can't do it. If they can do it, they already do it. Visualization plus, okay, I already have received. That is powerful. You can then adopt. It's different levels. When some of you have the light, that means the mind level is already have received. You visualize it, you know, the mental state, okay, and then you feel it and so forth. But then the more powerful one is the love and the light presence. Because when you're clear, there's a presence. This presence has love and light in it. When there's a project, that is extension. That means, you know, your mind then become calm. You're directing it, directing it. There's an extension of this power. If the person ready to receive it, they will receive you. So that means if my client, I already told them, okay, you receive, okay, feel you receiving it. Some have less obstacle, they can experience it. Some, they have lots of obstacle, they do not believe. They cannot experience it, but they have some levels of peace experience. Got it?